This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Venezuelan opposition leader and self-declared interim president Juan Guaido continues to try to rally Venezuelans and other countries to his side and reject the government of President Nicolas Maduro. Guaido already has the support of the United States, which Secretary of State Mike Pompeo reaffirmed.
We're here to urge all nations to support the democratic aspirations of the Venezuelan people as they try to free themselves from former President Maduro's illegitimate mafia state. The humanitarian situation demands action now. It demands action today.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu also pledged support.
Israel joins the United States, Canada, most of the countries of Latin America, and countries in Europe in recognizing the new leadership in Venezuela.
Meanwhile, President Nicolas Maduro insisted Sunday the military's on his side as he watched military exercises using Russian-built rocket-propelled grenades and anti-aircraft machine guns. Maduro said he wants peace, but he announced more military games next month, which he says will be the most important in the history of Venezuela. Earlier Sunday, Maduro rejected an ultimatum from a number of European countries that he hold new elections within 8 days or they will formally recognize Guaido as president. Twin bombings Sunday at a cathedral in the rest of southern Philippines have killed at least 20 people and wounded at least 81. Police say earlier death tolls were incorrect because of double counting. The government, in a statement, has promised to hunt down the attackers until every killer is brought to justice and put behind bars. The statement said that the ruthless perpetrators will be shown no mercy. The first bomb exploded during mass inside the cathedral. As military and police forces rushed in to help, the second bomb went off. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte condemned the bombing as an act of terrorism. This is VOA News. U.S. President Trump's acting chief of staff, Mick Mulvaney, says that he believes the president will move forward with another government shutdown if Democrats don't seriously negotiate funding for a border wall with Mexico at the end of 3 weeks. He told Fox News Sunday this is a chance for Democrats to see if they believe in border security to thwart illegal immigration and stop the flow of illicit drugs. But Mulvaney said that the U.S. leader would secure the border with or without Congress, including by declaring a national emergency if he has to. The stalemate over border wall funding is what led to the stalemate and caused the 35-day government shutdown. Meanwhile, some of the people most affected by the impasse, federal workers, could soon receive their first paycheck since the partial government shutdown began 5 weeks ago. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney says he hopes all federal workers will receive paychecks this week.
We hope that by the end of this week, all of the back pay will be made up.
Mulvaney spoke on CBS's Face the Nation. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says he's supporting legislation that would prevent the federal government from ever shutting down again.
It will mean, above all, that federal workers will not be hurt again, and it will also limit the incentive of anybody, a president, Congress, or anybody else, to use shutdown as a tool to get what they want.
Schumer wants President Trump to make arrangements to have federal workers paid as quickly as possible and to make sure federal contractors are paid. Mike Hemp in Washington.
The death toll from Friday's dam collapse in southeastern Brazil rose to at least 58 Sunday. It's a number they expect to climb significantly, with more than 200 people feared buried under tons of mud. Rescue operations were briefly halted Sunday, with officials fearing another breach in the dam in the city. Residents were told to get ready to evacuate before the dam was found to be secure. One witness described what he experienced initially.
I saw a noise up there. I wondered what it was. It was like a strong rain slamming down. When I came down, I saw that there was a mountain of trees, water crashing down, trees toppling over. It was then that I saw it was the dam.
And the dam collapsed Friday, sending water and mud over hundreds of mine workers enjoying a lunch break. Rescuers say about 250 miners are missing and fear dead. Brazilian judicial authorities have frozen about $3 billion of mining giant Vale's assets since Friday. They're holding the company responsible. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, mama, hey. Africa. Welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van. Hot rocking and beautiful sounds from across the continent. We've been knocking on your doors, so relax. As today, again, I'm going to take you on a trip around Africa on disc. But today, we're going to be paying tribute to two great sons of Africa who left us this week. And that is Masoko Loko, Dr. Dynamite, Mr. Balogun Johnson Williams of Sierra Leone. He died on Sunday, the 20th of January. And on the 23rd of January, we lost Oliver Mutukudzi of Zimbabwe. So we're going to be paying tribute to this great man on the African Beat today. So stay tuned and don't go away.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound,
Africa is my home.
African Beat on the Voice of America. We pay tribute to Balogun Johnson Williams, popularly known as Masoko Loko, Dr. Dynamite. Dr. Dynamite was born in Sierra Leone and he died in the United States of America. Dr. Dynamite was a very popular musician in Sierra Leone. Mohammed King Milan Bangura of the Sierra Leone Broadcasting Corporation in Freetown sent us this wonderful tribute on Masoko Loko, Dr. Dynamite.
Sierra Leone has lost another veteran musician and guitarist, Balogun Dr. Dynamite Johnson Williams, who died in Maryland, USA. Dr. Dynamite is the original composer and producer of the Ferdinand original reggae song, Fire Baby, Fire Fire Baby, Fire De Cam. Dr. Dynamite, as is popularly known, and his friend Gerald Pino formed the group called Heartbeat in Freetown in 1961. The two met at a club where often a musical concert had been organized. By the end of the day, Gerald Pino and Dr. Dynamite had decided to form a band called Heartbeat and used to rehearse at Gerald's house on Charlotte Street where he lived with his mom and sister. The first recruits were bassist George Kister, singer Hassan Dean, and drummer Robin Williams, who was later replaced by percussionist Francis Fuster. The group had songs like Waka Waka in 1964. In the early 1970s in Sierra Leone, Dr. Dynamite was the only one who showed up and did well in the concert of Dr. Nico Cassanda. All the other solo guitarists who were supposed to perform disappointed the crowd for over two sessions. The Heartbeat also composed a song in Temne, Wathiberayo, with the lead vocalist George Kista. In Temne, meaning girl, I love you. If you love me, let me know right away. In 1964, the Heartbeat released a song, Zamzi, written by Francis Fuster. This is a song being used by Voice of America's music program, Music Time in Africa, as a theme song. Balogun Dr. Dynamite Johnson Williams will be remembered as one of Sierra Leone's pioneers in creating a mark in the music industry in the country, and his contribution will always be remembered. He served as the president of the Sierra Leone Musician Union until he traveled to the United States of America. He's gone, but his blessed soul will always be remembered. He was 75 years old. May his soul rest in perfect peace.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Masoko Loco, Dr. Dynamite, with your beautiful song, Fire Baby, was released in 1978. This is the African beat on The Voice of America. When I come back, we pay tribute to Oliver Mutukudzi from Zimbabwe.
Oh my God, I am classy sassy. I'm so in love with African beats on The Voice of America with my idol, the one and only David Vandy.
Welcome back to the African beat on The Voice of America. Oliver Tuku Mutukudzi was a Zimbabwean musician, businessman, philanthropist, human rights activist, and UNICEF Goodwill Ambassador for Southern African region. Tuku, as he was popularly known, was considered to have been Zimbabwe's most renowned and internationally recognized cultural icon of all times. Oliver Mutukudzi died on Wednesday, January 23rd. May his soul rest in peace. And as we pay this special tribute, we'll play some of Oliver's songs for you out there. And keep pouring your tributes in. Send your messages to africanbeat@voanews.com as we pay tribute to these great sons of Africa. Rest in peace, Oliver Mutukudzi. their souls rest in perfect peace. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. If you're just joining me, it's a pleasant welcome. I am David Vandy, and I'll be right back.
Hi, I am Devoa. I love the African Beat on the Voice of America. It's hot, and it's good to go.
Yamo, 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 y
African beats.
Africa,
Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound,
Africa is
my home. Youth and youth, you know, a politician, we're comfy born. Straight from the dangle, I come and share with comfy space. Exactly what's on a poor man's mind. Man called Bobby, one a man called Nubian, and listen, we comfy talk. Remember, we are good to you. Watch
Green
this.
Studios.
Ghetto President says so.
Hey, I'm Esther Michael. You're listening to The African Beat, the hottest African music show on The Voice of America with David Vandy.
You are listening to The African Beat on The Voice of America. If you're just joining me, it's a pleasant welcome. I am David Vandy, and I'll be right back.
Remember this! It's African Beat! Bang, bang, bang! Kong, kong. Yeah, live and direct with David Vandy on VOA. So, Clint said that.
And now, let us continue with some more music from the continent. Nisuba is the next track we're going to play, and it's done for us by Igwe Presda Benderson. And right after that, Onfe Komsa by Adele Clarice, and Mr. Right by Raheem the Wizard. But right now, it's Nisuba by Igwe Presda Benderson.
Twin Studio, Igwe, Patrice, Kitos, Kitata.
Nyosingo kababa nyiwanyama nyite kune payo dani soko boti mwana pesa komona ngaye eza na souvenir bolingo na biso eza la makwela ya bolingo na biso eza la mapendo ya bolingo na biso eza la era lilo ya bolingo na biso
African Beat on the Voice of America.
I love your show, David.
Fantastic. I just don't kiss you, but it's on like last week. Remember where we've been, they play under that tea. Girl, your love is unconditional, oh. Girl, your love is supernatural, yo. If you not be cream, I go rub you by me body. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Baby, pose for me, make us spend the money. Anytime I see you, I need me to me. Then I you can never buy me. Anything I want, girl, you they give me. When I look into your eyes, all I see is super loving. When I look into your eyes, all I see is unconditional love. Baby, give me your loving, no. Baby, I need your touching, no. I could take you to Rome because you're romantic. Shape like coke and you fantastic. I just don't kiss you, but it's on like last week. Remember where we've been, they play on that.
You know me, it's right. You make her feel alright, oh. Now you know me, it's right. You make her feel so nice, oh. Now you know me, it's right. You make her feel alright, oh. Now you know me, it's right. Everything's so nice, oh.
Is right, Rahim the Wizard of Sierra Leone, before that on Fekomsa by Adele Clarice of Cameroon, and Nisuba by Igwe Presda Benderson. Yes, beautiful songs coming to you live from the station that rules, the Voice of America, and this is your super show, The African Beat, and I am David Vandy. Escape from the humdrum and dance to the beat of an African drum. Hi, I am David Vandy, host of the Voice of America's African Beat. Splendid sounds from the continent that all humanity calls home. Join me Monday through Friday for a soothing musical journey, I guarantee. Welcome back. Let's play some more good music from the continent. Now to South Sudan, and this is Shake Your Body by Ishaka, number one. And right after that, For Me by Askante of Guinea, and So Pure and Beautiful by Taviel of Cameroon. But Shake Your Body Right Now, Ishaka, number one from South Sudan.
It's Masterell on the beat, baby.
Bigger, bigger, baby, baby. You know you my baby, baby. I just want you to love me, love me. Want you to love me, love me. Hey, come on, take control. You know I'm your Tesla. Treat me like your queen, yeah. Always and forever.
The way you do, you drive me crazy. I'm a fool for you, easy. Every day I call you sad. I got love for you, me got love for you. Yeah.
You take my breath away, I won't go away. I just wanna stay. Love me for who I am, love me for me, love me for what
drive me insane with that good formula. You did solve my problem, yeah. I no go ever let you go. I love the way you treat me so. You got my heart and soul, and I want you to know the way you do. You drive me crazy. I'm a fool for you, easy. Every day I call you daddy. I got love for you, me got love for you. Fool for you, easy. Every day I call you daddy. I got love for you. Me got love for you.
Everybody, my name is Gwendolyn Fungu, and I'm just so excited to be here. You're listening to African Beat on Voice of America with David Van D. Hey, don't you miss it for nothing.
If I
Pure and Beautiful, Taviel of Cameroon, and before that, For Me by Askante of Guinea, and Shake Your Body by Ishaka, number one of South Sudan. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. So with all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Till then, I am David Van Der Heer in Washington, saying bye-bye.
This is the